USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service, but no damage or injuries are reported. President Biden is urging Americans to get the new COVID-19 booster shot. Speaking at the White House before getting his own updated shot, the president saying without proof, nearly every death can be prevented. The president also adding that the booster shots will help prevent transmission of COVID, which has Dr. Nicole Sapphire shaking her head.
The fact that he says it's going to protect those around you, well, what does he mean? That would mean that this booster decreases the transmission of the virus, which at this point, I can tell you, John, yes, maybe for the first 2 to 3 weeks after the booster, you have a decreased risk of infection. But let's remember, CDC Director Walensky just had her updated COVID booster a month ago, and she just was diagnosed with COVID this week. So that protection is short-lived.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for 2 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. With no winner in Monday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing set for Wednesday is at an estimated $700 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The pivotal midterm elections are underway, with Republicans eyeing the chance of retaking Congress as Democrats try to maintain their majorities. According to the latest Fox News power rankings, many gubernatorial races are forecast to lean red. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donalds shares his thoughts regarding the GOP's message and the upcoming governor's races.
It's that people are tired of what's happened to kids in schools. They are sick of the crime in their cities. The inflation brought by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats, the Democrats have been horrific. And the economy's got to get back on track, not to mention border security. It's the same message across the country. That's why Republicans are looking so strong when it comes back to taking back governor's mansions across the country.
Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is being ordered to pay $1.2 million to a truck driver after he allegedly attacked him almost 3 years ago. TMZ reports a Florida jury awarded the damages to Anton Tumaroff earlier this month. This comes after Brown failed to respond or show up to the hearings related to the case. Fishing tournaments on Lake Erie will now use metal detectors to check for cheating. The rule change is being made after 2 men allegedly put weights inside their catch during last month's walleye slam. The 2 men accused of cheating are charged with multiple crimes, including felonies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.